Okay, hey, this is the Dr. David Great. We are in the middle of a Halloween special right here, and we have three visitors to the studio. Matter of fact, the first time we've actually got visitors to the studio, three members of the Vestal Violators, and they're going to tell you who they are rather than me trying to explain it.
Hi, everyone. My name is Scott Finbow, also known as Scott C. I am the show host of the Rocky Horror Picture Show live in Binghamton. Beside me is one of our Janets, Anna Call.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And on the end, we have one of our Frankenfurters, Jackie Sissenstein.
Hello, everybody.
Wonderful to see you two here. Since we don't have a structured interview format, I'll throw a couple questions at you both. Jackie, now, I know that you started going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show live, which is a movie. Let me back that up. For those who don't understand what I mean by a live show of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is a movie. And what happens is, somewhere along the line, a group of people decided to start performing the movie as it's playing live on a stage. They dress in costumes like the characters, and everybody in the audience yells things and throws things at the movie, and we just have a good old fun time.
It's like Mom's Home Cooking, except there's a lot more corsets and boas involved.
Oh, you have to remember the fishnets, too.
Fishnets, oh yes.
Definitely the fishnets.
And the soup.
The soup. You got to have soup as well.
Also meatloaf.
Yes, you can't forget that, and a lot of sexually charged innuendos. All right, Jackie, how long have you been in the cast? You started going before you became a cast member.
Well, I started going when I was 12 years old. My father took me to my first show and went with me ever since. Actually, the Halloween of 2001, I played Frankenfurter because there was no Frankenfurter. And then after the Halloween show, actually, you told me that I was the new Frankenfurter. So I didn't even know I was in the cast. But yeah, that was about how many years? 5 years ago? Yeah, about 5 years ago. So I've been with the, you know, audience member for a very long time and having fun just being in the cast.
Now, Jackie, did you see the movie before you went to the theaters at 12? Like, did your parents show it to you when you were a kid or something?
Yes, when I was in third grade, my father came home all excited and said, "Hey, look what I just bought." And he sat my sister and I down. And we started watching it. Of course, he fast-forwarded through the bedroom scenes because my mom was in the room. But I later on saw that on my own. But yeah, as soon as like the time warp came on, I just was just in awe of the whole show. And I think I wore out that copy of VHS.
Also,
so we have.
You want to remind everyone, this is a rated R movie.
Yes, yes, indeed. This movie is rated R, which means under 17, not admitted without parent.
However, there is, we've discovered, one blue word.
And under today's standards, that actually classifies it as a PG-13 movie. If there's only one curse word in a movie, it counts as PG-13. You need two to make it an R-rated. But technically it is rated R, yes. Now, Anna, you are a recent add to the cast. You came into the cast not too long ago.
Yeah,
but
about half a year ago. I've been going for a little longer, about a year, maybe a little less.
Now, did you ever hear of the movie, see the movie before you went? Like,
well, I know what Rocky Horror was just because I had read a book called The Perks of Being a Wallflower, in which this, I'm seeing a lot of smiles around here. It's a good book. I was confused,
in your opinion?
In my opinion. I was confused by it at the time because I was too young to understand what all the fuss was about, but I knew what the Rocky Horror Picture Show was. And my roommate was going, and I thought my roommate was very, very cool, so I wanted to imitate her. And my new boyfriend was a member of the cast, and I wanted to see him. So I figured, hey, you know, why not? I had this short black skirt I'd never wear anywhere else. And somehow, along the way, I ended up becoming the next Janet.
So quite often that happens, actually, in the cast. You just wind up going, and as Jackie said, you go to the show, and suddenly, next thing you know, you're a cast member because you're sick of paying the admission price every time. At least that's what it was for me. That and I had heard rumors of certain things that I'm not at liberty to disclose.
On a high school station.
No, this is actually for legal reasons. I'm not allowed to talk about these. My lawyer has advised me against it.
Advise you against a lot of things.
Yeah. Like, this is why I can't go to the fish department at certain grocery stores in Binghamton anymore. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but that's a totally expected statement from you.
Actually, I think I know this story.
Let's get off the subject real quick. I'll tell you, I kind of knew what Rocky was. I saw it on Fox TV back in the mid-90s. They did a Halloween special where they showed it on TV with a live audience. Obviously, a lot of blue language was cut and a lot of suggestive things were cut from the broadcast. And I watched it for a few minutes one night and I said, I don't see what people like in this.
So you saw the stripped, pathetic bones of Rocky as
yeah.
compared to the
that
real
they always
show.
Play around this time.
Yeah, VH1 yeah, started yeah. doing it
as
a few years ago.
To the real show that you can now see with yeah. us, right?
In 97, a couple years later, I was in Chenango Valley High School, a senior year, and a friend of mine saw an advertising the Press and Sun that they were doing at the Art Theater and said, you want to go? And I said, sure, why not? I don't know. Jackie, maybe you know what it was like. The first time you went, did you experience like a change in you? Because I experienced some kind of change in me the first show I went where I was like, I found something I had never felt before at this show. Did you have a similar experience to that? Either of you, actually?
Well, for being 12 years old and looking a lot older with what I was wearing, I think I did, especially when they called me up on stage, and since it was a July show, there was barely anybody in the audience, so I'd gotten a double dose of What Happens, mm-hmm. and I was shaking, and then something happened, and all the guys came up on stage and started bowing. I'm not going to tell you what happened, and I'm just like, wow, yeah.
We'll be discussing that later on, that part of the program.
Much later.
So there definitely was a change in you.
Yes. I was completely shy. I was afraid of people. Mm. Now it's like, I'm still afraid of people, but I'm so open about things, and I just love the attention.
And what about you, Anna? Did you experience like some kind of transformation, some kind of mental change the first time you went to the show when you came out of it?
That's a rather delicate subject. I mentioned that my first boyfriend was in the cast, right?
Well, I think he did, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I decided to keep him that night, so.
Well, lucky.
And a year later, we're still quite
wow.
close.
Wow, so lucky you.
Well, actually, my first boyfriend was in the cast, too.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm not going to say anything, because again, my lawyers have told me not to say anything.
His first boyfriend.
So yeah, my first boyfriend also was in the cast. just kidding. So I went in 97, and I had that experience of, wow, just something came over me, and I'm walking around this parking lot outside the Art Theater at like 2 in the morning swearing my head off and just going, yeah, that was great, man. Girls, I took a different route into getting into the cast. A year later, 98, I sent an email to the cast. There was only one cast member with email that I knew, and they said they were looking for parts, and I really want to play Dr. Scott. And I sent an email, and I said, here are the 10 reasons why I should be in your cast. And it wasn't like a funny top 10 list. It was serious. And I got an email a month later saying, if you'd like to play Frank, the role of Frankenfurter is open in our next show. And I said, I'll take it. And so I'm not the type to play Frank. As Jackie, you can attest, that's the most difficult part to play in the whole show.
Yeah, it's not just wearing the fishnets and walking around looking pretty and stuff. You have to have the attitude. You got it or you don't, really.
So I went to it, and I didn't have it exactly for Frank, but one of the cast members came over and said, we're looking for an understudy for Brad. Would you take it? I said, sure. And next thing I know, and then 2001, I took on another hat of being the loud mouth with the microphone at the beginning. Here's something we touched on, but let's get into a little bit more on it. For those who have never been to a live performance of Rocky Horror, we have a certain name for people like that. And this comes out of the old tradition of the show. You are called a virgin because you've never experienced something. A lot of casts, it's a tradition, Jackie, that a lot of casts have certain rituals or ceremonies. And our cast, the Vessel Violers, is no different. Let's not talk about what we do.
It's a surprise. You do not know what happens at that ceremony, and you don't want to know until you get there. And then you either get really scared and run away and never come back, or you love it and you stay.
I can't think of anything to add to that, except if you are not called up to the virgin ceremony, you will wish you were called up.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And in the past, we have had a couple of virgins run like before the ceremony
I'm sure that the listeners of this station, of UE High School, would like to hear some of the war stories that you and I have had. Yeah. About 4 years ago, you and I became working assistants up on stage as the virgin people. And you and I have our own battle stories of crazed moments. Can you think of any, within reason on this station, that of things that happened to you that you can recall right off the bat?
Psycho virgin.
Casca say.
Yes, she I don't know what she was On. Exactly. But while she was your virgin, and she just was just nuts. I think she was trying to do Taekwondo or something to you, but only very slow. And she's somehow she got this like little liquid
glitter paint, stuff. Something like that.
And she got it all over us.
Yeah, on our costumes and everything.
Yeah.
That was the night we decided to have a bodyguard for you and I up there.
Loved to see that.
We didn't even kick her out, did we? We just told her.
We did. I think in the end we did kick her out. But Hopefully that won't happen to the people who come to our shows now. Of course, we perform, Jackie and Anna, we perform at Binghamton University at least once a month. Mm-hmm. But something has changed. We used to perform at the Art Theater on Vestal Ave, and that's part of the reason we're called the Vestal Violators. But as you know, in 2003, cold January, February morning, Art Theater burns to the ground.
The week right before our next show.
Yeah. Great. I was just about to say that. The night before, we were planning out our February show for that coming Saturday.
And you know, a number of our fans are so young, they don't even remember that. So this is a big event. This is a really big thing.
We've been waiting 2 years to make this announcement, and we made it public at our Halloween shows this past weekend. We have a theater now, Jackie, and you guys want to talk about where it is? Because it's very pertinent to UE, I believe.
Right. It's the Cinema Saver in Endicott. Yeah, and thing is that the owner is actually used to go to Rocky over at the Art Theater. She actually, management there. So when we went to her, one of our other cast members, Mother Goddess, she went and talked to her, and she was like, "Oh, I've seen you guys. Yes, come to my theater. You know, I'll do anything for you." So we can throw anything, we can do anything, say anything. I asked, "Can I put vodka in the slush puppy machine?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "Rat."
So we can do a lot of things, but we can't do everything.
No.
It's a form of controlled chaos.
But you see the benefits that come of being with the Rocky people. Yeah. People will do things for you.
Very true. Now, ladies, one thing that I've noticed with a lot of cast members, a lot of audience members, is a lot of people want to know, and it's a very hard thing to describe, I realize this, what keeps you going to the show? What is it about this whole phenomenon of Rocky Horror that keeps you into it? You know, what is that driving thing to it? Can you think of anything that maybe, Jackie, what drives you with the Rocky? What is it about the show, the phenomenon, the movie, everything? What is it to you?
Just being free, just to express yourself. Like I said, I was deathly shy when I was younger. I would not talk. Actually, my parents thought I was a mute for a while because I wouldn't talk. But like now it's just like you go there and you could just express yourself through clothes, like dress a different way, just talk and meet people like you or different and just have a larger friend base. You know, just go out and have fun. Like I said, you can do almost everything that you want there. Well, almost, you know, going up to certain things. But
today, within the legal boundaries.
Right. Like the world today is just so... just a
politically correct and conservative now.
Right. And you know what? We make fun of everybody. So we are pretty much politically correct, too, because we don't separate any one group.
I can attest to that. There have been many times where a horrific news event goes on in the world, and within a week I will see on the web boards or whatever for a Rocky Horror Cast the most evil line, you know, audience participation line thrown out at the screen. I can think of one involving the tsunami last year and a scene in the movie. And I won't repeat it or anything, but that's the thing, is that Rocky takes pop shots at anybody in pop culture and anything, and I think that's part of the appeal. Anna, what about you? Is there something that drives you?
Well, I mean, I don't know too much about that, but I know that we have someone here who may have. I think that you're all probably pretty familiar with her, and she may have a bit better perspective on this, having been a more recent inductee into the Rocky community.
We made a bridge out of
this DJ host. Can you believe it? So what was your first experience like? You were obviously involved in the bridge ceremony, which was part of what we call the virgin part of the program, and that's as far as we're going to get. We'll just say that we made a bridge out of a number of people on spontaneous reasons. But now, was that that was obviously your first show?
Yes, it was, actually. I expected it to be scary, but when I went there, I had fun, and it was funny. And my friend was very pleased with it. She thought they did a very good job of the cast. and we just really liked it.
Is there a reason what makes you keep coming back? Is it like what Jackie spoke of, the freedom, or is it something different that drives you to keep coming back and enjoy it?
I'd say what Jackie says, and also the acting, because the acting to me was really good.
Jackie smiles on that one. She's one of our cast members who's had a lot of theater experience.
And the ceremonies are really funny, too.
Now, speaking of the ceremonies, we're keeping this vague for fun, but had you not been picked, would you have wanted to?
Yes, I would have.
There you go. Backs up my statement.
Well, it's a lucky thing you got picked, then.
Right? There you go. And got to be this part of the bridge ceremony.
I have a question for you. All right. Are you gonna be coming back? Because we'd love to see you again. You're allowing us to come on your show and kind of use your time here.
I will come back, and I will also bring new people with me.
All right. We love the new people. And if you want to be one of those new people, we will be coming to the Cinema Saver in Endicott, but we'll also not be abandoning our Binghamton University shows. For more information on our show dates, upcoming shows, times, etc., check out our website, The Vestal Violators, at binghamton.rhps.org, or just type in Rocky Horror Binghamton into your favorite search engine, you'll find it. For me, Jackie, I have to echo your statement about freedom, because when I was in high school, I was on the lower rungs of the high school social class ladder.
Same here.
And I went to Rocky, and I just something about it, the freedom to wear what I wanted to wear without prejudice. And Rocky, I know, prides itself on creating an environment where nobody is judged by anything. And a lot of people think, let's clear up a misconception about Rocky if we can here for the young people listening who've never experienced this and are like, ew, that's that weird thing that all the people dress up freaky for. Let's dispel a couple myths. One, you don't have to dress up any certain way. If you're a man, you don't have to wear women's clothing. My rule of thumb has always been dress in whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I used to wear jeans and a trucker hat and work boots, denim jacket. I looked like a trucker or a construction worker.
I still wear work boots, but I don't wear jeans.
There you go. So you wear whatever you feel comfortable in. Another thing is a lot of people look on Rocky as like this specific sexual orientation thing, like that it's not for certain types of people. And I'm saying this in general without trying to offend anybody, but some people will look on it as a specific part of society, but really it's all inclusive. It doesn't matter who or what you're involved in. There's a line in the movie, don't dream it, be it. You'll hear that coming up toward the end of this movie tonight. Try to imagine people in a swimming pool. Remember, this is a movie.
That is all we are going to say.
This is a movie, and you're not seeing things right now except in your mind and whatever internet pages you're looking at as you're listening to this.
You're never going to see cannon pools or swimming pools the same way again. I guarantee this.
Unless you're driving, please don't be looking at the internet while you're driving and listening to this. That's illegal. But there's a line they say, don't dream it, be it, and that's the guiding philosophy of the show, really. You can be anything you want. It's a fantasy you can live out for 2 hours. Off stage, I'm a very quiet, shy individual.
Off mic.
Off microphone.
Believe it or not, he actually is quite shy and reticent off the mic and off the stage.
Yeah.
But that's usually when there's no audience around. Because
right.
If there's more than like maybe three people, he'll just go off.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be that way, though, if you're gonna be on stage, you have
with
to.
With any group, right. And especially Rocky. Right.
Yeah, and in some Rocky like this, you know, you're shy, you're not talking much, maybe in school and classes. This is a chance just to bust out of that, just try mm-hmm. something else on for a little while. Mm-hmm. I know that's the way I am. I actually had social fear for a long time before I got up on stage.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
you did.
We all had that
yeah.
before Rocky.
But I think it's just there's another guiding force. It's the unity aspect of this. We're a family in the cast, and to us, the audience is the extension of the family. I know that I still can. You know, I feel very close to all the cast members and everything. But there's a unity to the show where. In high school, all three of us, in fact, if you look at our cast in general, all of us have our own nerdy kind of quirks in a way. You know,
we're all geeks.
We're all geeks and nerds in our own way. Jackie, I know you know a lot about Star Trek.
I wish to be a geek once, too, and as you can see, I now seem to have a working microphone.
Oh,
hey, there you go, host's microphone.
It took long enough, and it's a wireless microphone from Memorex. And it's probably like one of these $15 things.
Or is it
but
Memorex?
That's what I've been, if you've heard things in the background, somebody dropping something and then cussing because he stubbed his toe. That was me. But anyway, the first time I saw the show was in 1983 in New York City. Mm. Now, New York City, and actually I was trumped as I finally found somebody local who saw it before I did, and that would be Mr. Teresik, an English teacher at UE High School, who in 1972 saw a live version starring Tim Curry in London. Way before us Americans ever even found out about it.
The original stage production, then.
Yep.
Wow.
It was very exciting. He was talking about it on Thursday or Friday when we were in school.
And
it was just really
cool.
Well, we're going to, matter of fact.
Why get us?
This weekend.
We're not important.
Oh, sure, you guys are.
Oh, we are.
This weekend, he was a little busy doing another festival that we wanted to go to but weren't able to. Mm-hmm. But we are going to definitely corner him and bring him in here at some point, hopefully, about other things that he and his group do. But I wanted to focus this purely on the Vessel Violators and the local company.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, because that's what this is about. I mean, Justine was saying it earlier during one of the earlier shows. I think it was in between Cask of Amontillado and The Raven. But Rocky Horror Picture Show is a life-altering experience.
As all three of us have attested to, and definitely a life-altering experience, and I forgot what I was going to say just now.
Well, I know that when I went there, I was kind of looking for a life, you know? I just gotten into college, and what do you know? I found one.
I can tell you that, you know, we're very happy to be part of the community. The group has been around since 92 or thereabouts, early 90s, in Binghamton at the Art Theater, and we are listed as Rocky Horror-Binghamton. We are not Rocky Horror Binghamton University, even though we perform there through the courtesy of the Rainbow Pride Union.
We're sponsored.
We're sponsored by the Rainbow Pride Union. We thank them for bringing us in every month or every couple months.
We are chartered by the student administration.
Well, they are. They are. We're not. Yeah. But they bring us in as a group to perform. But what it comes down to is that we are Rocky Horror Binghamton. Even though we are right now on campus, we're not the university theater group. We are still the Binghamton community, Broome County. We are your theater, Rocky Horror Theater Group.
Yeah, though a lot of our cast members do go to BU.
And BCC. And no way goes to Davis College, though, in our group.
Goes to Davis College.
Well, at least they don't admit it anyway.
I took night classes there.
But still, it's so much fun.
It is. That's. I think that above all, it's like unity, freedom, but above all, it is fun.
Now, how exactly were the Vessel Violators founded?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What was our name before?
We were This Way Productions, yeah. I believe. There may have been a name before that in the early days. It was basically a group of people, I think, Jackie. It was like Kevin Jakowski, Greg Baker, Greg Maddalena, Michelle.
I don't remember her last name.
Sorry, Michelle, if you hear this. Please don't kill me. And a couple others. We're living in this little house, I think, like some apartment house, and they just started doing it. They
actually started at BU.
They started at BU, and then it moved to the Art Theater, and it got bigger and bigger. And then in the mid-90s, something started happening with the art management and everything, and a play of power came around and everything. And the Rocky group got shoved to the side, and it got to the point where we were having maybe 9 people at a show, and that hurt. We were just starting to pick up steam again when the Art Theater burned down.
Yeah.
We had changed the cast went through a name change. A lot of new people rushed in, joined us, and that's when the disaster happened. But now we're getting on our feet again.
Yeah.
We got the Cinema Saver in Endicott to remind people of that.
And we're having bigger shows than ever. You know, a lot of people with you means you're less likely to get picked on. You're more likely to have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, and the energy is...
The energy's come back.
Yes.
I'm so proud to be... to live to see this and be a part of the group still, to see this rise up from the ashes, pardon the metaphor there, but it is a great time to be a part of it, and there's no better time, I think, for the listeners out there who are curious, to look us up on the web at binghamton.rhps.org, maybe join the mailing list, find out when the shows are, get exclusive info. This is the perfect time for them to get involved in seeing the show and helping support this group.
If you have any questions for cast members, like my email address is on there, so is Scott's,
right,
and a few other people, feel free to email us.
Yep.
Now, I know this is a weird question, but when was your first actual virgin ceremony take place?
2001. It is cataloged somewhere on the internet. I wrote about it. I wrote it in a little essay, and I remember using the line, "Last night I popped a 15-year-old girl's cherry." No, wait, before you call the cops, let me explain something. I did it Halloween weekend of 2001, and I've been doing it for the last 4 years as host.
Let's remind everybody out there that by Halloween 2001, this was a totally different world than it had been just 2 months earlier.
Oh, yes.
And I think, Rocky, you know, a lot of people went a lot of different ways after 9/11.
It did.
And using laughter, I mean, I've seen a lot of shows, using laughter, using humor, and using camaraderie really is a way to help bring through the tragedy.
It was.
It unites people.
I remember very vividly the week leading up to that show or something. I had a discussion with some of the older cast members who were still around, and I said, you know, I really don't know. How are we going to tackle this big event that happened? And if you remember, there was a threat that they were going to bomb shopping malls on Halloween Day. And we're saying there, I remember thinking, what can we say? You know, we don't want to poke fun at this, but we got to come up with something. And I remember we decided, this is one time we're not going to poke fun at anything. We're going to go in there and do a show. We're going to do it straightforward, the way we've always done it, guns a-blazing, and let the folks at home come in and escape. Again, the fantasy element, escape the news, escape it for a couple hours. And so we decided no mention of any news events going on out there. Also like to mention real quick, we haven't mentioned this before, the Vestal Violators are also not only sponsored by the Rainbow Pride Union, we're also sponsored by the Southern Tier AIDS Program, who has been a very big part of us the last couple of years. They've come in, they've donated free gifts to us to give out at the shows, and
good.
They've let us come down to, we joined them for their walk this past spring. The three of us were there.
Yeah.
We joined them in their charity walk. We represented the cast in costume. And
if you drove past the parade, if you saw anybody in a geisha Frankenfurter costume, that was me.
Yeah, and I'm willing to bet that should the walk go on next April, I'm sure a few of us will be there. So,
oh yeah, and feel free to come and join us.
Feel free to come and join the walk. For more information, again, check out the website binghamton.rhps.org.
And what we'll probably do is we'll probably definitely put a link, especially now that you guys are going to be in Endicott, we'll put a link definitely from uetigerradio.com.
Oh wow!
Right to your site.
Oh, well, it's very kind.
We'll probably try to steal the lips or something.
We'll have to go beat on our webmasters to fix up the site a little bit. We've been meaning to put it on the last couple of years of pictures.
Yeah, when was that website created? Because those are
very old. That was created like 2002.
That's all from
here. 2003. Yeah. Well, there. Yeah, a lot of. If you go to our site right now, you will find actually the end of the Art Theater run. The Christmas photos are from the last show at the Art.
Yeah.
The Christmas ones, like one of our cast members standing there in a Santa hat holding a beer bottle, is from the last show. Or Jordan riding the tricycle. But one aspect that appeals to our audience, we haven't touched on this, and we got to touch on it, is the audience participation factor.
Which is a must.
Yes, we...
absolutely necessary to the show.
The reason why we keep doing this show up on stage is the audience. You don't get the full effect here on the radio of... because you're not seeing the movie, and you're not there screaming at it. But for those who don't know, people go to the movie, and they yell things at the screen. They throw some props at the screen, like toilet paper. There's a moment maybe coming up, or if we haven't already gotten to it. So I'll say that again so that you can edit this.
We haven't started the movie. We're going to go straight into it from here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you were going to cut this apart and put in interview segments or whatever.
This is too
much fun. Oh, okay. there's a part toward the end of the movie where the character of Dr. Everett Scott comes in through a wall. You'll hear the wall, and you'll hear the wind-up to the wall as he flies up a staircase.
It's Kool-Aid.
Exactly. And somebody, that's what people yell when he breaks through the wall, based on the old Kool-Aid commercial. And Brad jumps up and yells, "Great Scott!" And that's usually the cue in the movie, in the theater, where people throw toilet paper all around the room and TP the room.
Scott toilet paper, you get
if
that?
If preferred, yeah. If that's the preferred brand, but any toilet paper's fine.
Yeah.
And then there's a line where Frank says, "A toast to absent friends," and people throw toast, and then somebody always throws croutons.
That was always me, because I was a cheapskate.
Yes, you cheapskate.
Well, see, the main idea is that there is no show without our audience. So if you come, you are the cast for that hour.
You are part of us, and you know, they throw things at the screen, but they yell things at the screen. And,
yeah. And also, it's the audience that gives us the energy, because if the audience doesn't have any energy, this show is not going to go as well. But, like, if the audience is up there and participating, then it's going to be an awesome show and you're going to have a really great experience.
We feed on the audience energy. But okay,
I think with that, let's introduce the movie. We are not going to, rather than do the talk over during it, only because I have a feeling that would just confuse everybody in here.
Yeah.
So you three probably could do it without the movie even being on.
I'll tell you something, Jackie, you can back me up on this. We've seen it so many times that at this point, if it's on TV in the background, or if we hear the song on the radio somewhere, we can't help but do the AP lines.
Yeah, actually, a couple of my friends did it for their class, and I went in, and I was just trying to stop from saying the AP,
yeah,
but I couldn't, and the teacher looked at me very.
It's like you have to like glue your mouth shut,
yes.
Otherwise you're gonna be sitting there going, "Describe George Bush."
I have the same problem with Buffy the Vampire Slayer's musical, which is why we're playing that here also. I mean, got it. I mean, that's just we've seen that, we've downloaded it so many times, as you know, as well as seen it on
legally TV. Downloaded,
legally
by the way,
downloaded of course, you know, with the commercial
off of iTunes,
and that's another thing we're going to be playing a little later.
Excellent.
But I love it. But I want to start the show.
All right. Well,
now, again, this is a movie. You are going to be staring at your radio and trying to figure out exactly what is happening. This is why in December, and we will, of course, air this again in December, you're going to have to come and see The Vestal Violators at the cinema.
At the Cinema Saver in Endicott. We also have a show coming up November 18th, I believe, at Binghamton University. For more information on that, check out our website at binghamton.rhps.org. You'll learn about the AP lines, get to know our cast. Anything else from you guys? Jackie, any final thoughts?
And if you go on our website and see what we look like, and if you see us out in the real world, come up and just say hi, you know?
Yeah, we love that. And any final thoughts from you?
All I have to say is, it's astounding.
And on that note, folks, I'd like to see if we can get all three of us say this in sync. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and on that note,
a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, God said, "Let there be lips." And there were, and they were good, and they were big, and they were red, and they said...
We'll see you later.